Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5, all-wheel drive, just $229 a month. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com or at Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 888-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN S05607588. MSRP 3585. Ends 13125.
Okay, business leaders. Are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just... Excuse me. Hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west, and the boys are all back together. We're all back in the Navy Yard studios.
Wow.
Me and B in the prison cell, the boys in the aquarium. And I got to tell you, emotions are incredibly... minimal. We're all back. I haven't even spoken to him yet. Good morning, Andrew, James. I saw White Brian. So you know where I park, and Brian takes the Metro. I literally saw him for a block and a half. I waved to him. He either completely didn't see me or just completely dissed me. He did not wave back. We walked into the building.
He said, I'm about to sit with you for 4 hours. I'm not talking to your ass right now.
We walked into the building at the exact same time, just still nothing. He completely ignored my existence until we were in the kitchen, and he almost bumped into me, at which point he had to say hello. Good morning, White Brian.
Yeah, bro, you only got a certain amount of time to deal with him.
I did not see you. I'm sorry. I wasn't ignoring you.
I'm not a person that stands out, B. I did see Jeff. Told me he almost got attacked by a dog, and he's very fast, even though he was running around the street in his drawers. I assume you were like taking the trash out of something.
He had a little mutt. A little mutt was playing with Jeff, man. That dog was
the size of Nico.
Nico would say that he started running.
Nah. This was like a pit mixed with like a Labrador Retriever. It was a fairly ugly dog, but that thing was muscular, and it was aggressive.
If it was a pit and a lab, that dog would have caught you.
If he wanted to.
No.
Bro, yes. I thought I was just playing with
bro,
you,
bro, when I am scared, another gear kicking. I'm rarely, the only thing I'm really scared of.
So when you're not scared, you run 6'4". When you're scared, you run 6.
Nah, when I'm not scared, I run like a 5. But when
No, that was a 6'4". That was no,
you, I, your 6'4". 5 days are
when,
long
when,
gone.
When I'm scared, I run like a 2'3", bro. Nothing is kept. That dog was not biting me.
Well, Jeff, like you said, bro, we're glad you made it, bud.
I got a trash can and some stuff in that trash can. That dog gonna have a problem when he get back home. They gonna wonder what the hell happened to my dog.
B would definitely fist fight them.
All right, listen, bro. You gotta look them right in the eye, and then if you got any type of weapon, pop them upside the head one time.
Got it.
I was taking the trash out. There were no weapons.
All right, moving
your
forward.
Your slippers.
I think shout out to Pupatella, the pizza joint.
Yeah.
I think all the boys have already had a couple slices of pizza by 10:06.
I hope the name don't. I mean, <it's> but that all meat was good, man.
Dude, I got. Have you put so Metropolitan Moving and Storage got us these quarter zips? Have you put this joint on yet?
I wore it before.
Yo, it's soft.
Yeah,
I recognize this brand. So this brand, you know what is it? Alo, Alo. What do we call this? A L O is the brand. Anybody?
I'm gonna go with Alo.
Alo, it is.
Or Alo, whatever. Like Alo Black is spelled how? Is Alo Black A L O?
Well, here's what I knew, B, is I've seen this brand in my home. Not with my children, certainly not my stuff. So I'm like, all right, that brand is fancy. Because whenever there's a new brand at my house, it's not like the latest offering from Target.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I don't know much about that, but I know something, and I know it's probably expensive.
So if Lauren buys it for her, it has a little price to it.
Yeah.
All right. She buy you something.
Target.
Yeah. Discount.
Yeah. But, yo, this joint is nice. It's, like, very soft and warm. It was weird driving in today, B. And this shouldn't be a surprise, right? But there's a finality to locker clean out. And like when I left Ashburn yesterday, it was very clear the season was over. And while that's obvious, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm not breaking any news with that. At the same time, there's a bunch of dudes in that locker room that I've gotten to know. And like there's just this finality of saying goodbye to guys and whatever. You can text guys or DM them or whatever. Like, you don't lose touch. Like, even a guy like Nick Gates, who I saw on the field in Philly on Sunday, you know, dapped him up, chatted for a few minutes. Like, you kind of build these relationships around the league that last more than the season. But there seemed a sense of, I don't want to say melancholy because that's too much, but there was a sense among the players yesterday that, man, this run is over. And that doesn't mean there aren't more runs in the future, but this one with this group is over.
Yeah, and but see, I know us as fans and media people, we go all into it. When you're on that other side, you deal with it, you're done, you move on.
Right.
And I, you know, it may seem dismissive to fans, but fans is fanatical, not football player. Because if you keep worrying about what was, you'll never get to where you're trying to go. So these guys are going to – they probably wiped it out yesterday. They're going to go through their process where they're going to sit there and think about everything they went on, what they could have done better, you know, what things they need to work on more, what things are there that they keep enhancing. And then they're going to start focusing on next year. How can we make the run better? You know what I'm saying? And now the bar is higher. Because you going out there, like, what I say, once you show me what you're about, that's what I expect. You know, it was hard for us to expect what we saw this year. But now, you got to make it to the playoffs. Making it to the playoffs is nothing. Got to win games, and hopefully you can get back to where you were and build on that. You know, that's why now you're going to see people getting ready to go check out the East-West Shrine and all that type of thing. And this is where the brain trust began to give you better pieces to be able to go out and operate with.
Yeah, dude, I thought it was really telling, honestly, that, I mean, Adam Peters is gone. He's probably, maybe even flew out last night. He probably flew out this morning. They got little planes that fly you direct to Mobile.
Yeah.
In a little plane, how long do you think it takes to get to Mobile? $120?
Quick.
Yeah.
You know, we had some experiences this year, Jay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think, like, the show goes on, whether you're ready or not. And I think when you get that close, B, you had some NFC Championship game losses. How do you – and that Philly team was more of a veteran team that had kind of knocked on that door a bunch and couldn't break through, so the feeling is probably different. But – how long does it take to balance, yo, we had a really good year with, damn, we just lost a chance to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, you, I think everyone understands one team from each conference is going to go. They understand that. And once that's over with, you have to, listen, I think the best thing to do is you go look at the things that were bad and what you think you can improve upon. Then you start looking at the things that were good. And you know what that does for you? Automatically throws you into more of excitement for the offseason, where you may jump back in a little sooner, you know what I mean? And to try to build on next year to where now, like last year, I was just stagnant for about 2 months. Well, I'm going to only be stagnant for a month and a half, maybe a month this time.
Right.
I'm going to get right back into it. And then what you do for those that live in the area, you know, hey, mama gonna want to go somewhere. So you've been, Yeah, you go home every night, but you normally tired. They don't want to go somewhere. So you go on vacation, you relax, you do your thing. A lot of guys are going to go to the Super Bowl. Some of them got some awards, things, and all that type of stuff. Yep. Then when you get back from that, your process starts. We're going to go on a vacation, and you might want to start jogging on your vacation. And then when you get back, then you go right back into your stuff, and you find out people that live in the area. Hey, man, let's meet up. Let's go lift a little weight, together, run, start talking. That's that brotherhood continuing on. Because everybody was talking about how good it was, how much they felt about the guys in the room. And I think that's something you got to hold on to. Because, hell, you watch me around some of the guys that I went on a Super Bowl run with and guys I played with even in Philly, how we are once we see each other. That stuff don't end just because the season ended. And you got to keep it going so you can be able to get to the highest level of the season quicker than it was in the previous years.
I'm with you, man. It's just a weird feeling to know. I mean, not only is this Commanders run over, but the football's almost over.
You know, like Jeff and I were just talking about that.
And it just when football ends is like the worst part of the sports calendar.
I think because what you
get into
do is
February where it's college hoops. Isn't hockey taking a break? I feel like hockey's not playing for like 2 weeks.
Hockey's going to do some type of championship or something going
on. I think there's
on.
Like the World Cup of hockey or something.
Yeah, but you know what? That's when you go back and look at the stuff again. Like for everybody that's been saying they were looking at film, you know what? You can go back and really look at it now and find out some things that you might have missed and some things you thought that you didn't see. You thought you saw that you really didn't see once you look back at it. It'll take you through it again, you know? I know a lot of fans who always go back and look at the games again. But we'll have stuff to talk about. We will find topics to discuss.
I'm not worried about us being able to talk. Lord knows you and I can just talk. We did 10 minutes on Jeff getting chased by a dog. I think, though, it's fascinating for us because, like, in the content business, for the next 10 years, Brian, 15, 25, we're not leaning on the crutch of let's talk about the quarterback.
Yeah.
It's such a refreshing feeling, dude.
Yeah.
But knowing that football season is over and that it's, you know what Dan Quinn said yesterday? So DQ was really funny yesterday and you could tell both. So a lot of times you'll have locker clean out one day and then the coach and the GM will talk like later in the week because they just need a couple days to process. But because they were so far into this process, because they're so far into the offseason now, they certainly had scouts and stuff there, but Peters probably wasn't at, hell, I know he wasn't. I saw him at practice. Like last week was the Shrine Bowl. Peters wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I bet a lot of teams had like coaches there, not just scout front office staff.
I mean, they were busy.
Right. And they were focused on the more important task at hand.
Yeah.
I think now, because of the timeline, Peters and DQ had to talk last night because they just have stuff to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Even on a super condensed, beyond the college showcase games going on, like the self-scouting process where they go back and watch every practice, every game, and they see who they like and they start to identify who they want to come back and all these things, a lot of times that starts 2 weeks ago. Even if you make the playoffs, it starts 2 weeks ago. So they have a bunch of work to do. And whenever it's DQ and Adam Peters, a lot of times the media people will ask kind of two questions or one question to both guys, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And after, like, I think it might have been the first question, honestly. I think DQ, after the first question, was like, yo, I'm not doing the both of us. Ask one of us. And Dan is always gracious with his time. And, like, but the thing about it is, I understood it.
When
like,
you,
he's gassed,
when you ask
dude.
It for both people, just like if you send somebody a text instead of calling them on something that's serious. So you just throw out a question to both of us. Do you even know who really can answer the question? You know what I mean? It can be like, okay, hold on. They're going to keep doing this. Nah. Ask me directly. Ask him directly what you want to ask him.
So I asked Dan a direct question. And it's tough when you get both of them because we get to talk to Quinn all the time. I mean, NFL rules in season, we're talking to him three times a week. You don't get the GM very often, so it's understandable that you want to ask Peters more questions. Let me tell you something about Adam Peters. He doesn't say anything.
He ain't telling you a damn thing. You know what? And I say kudos to that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was fairly telling on Lattimore. Like, if you give him a general question, he's going to give you a general-ass answer. If you ask for something specific, he'll give you something specific. And I thought there were a couple situations where I thought he was pretty telling and was honest. I do think Quinn, he joked at the end. He's like, talk to you guys in April.
And we're like, the other way, and we're I like, am not going
to
be around.
Well, Coach, you'll probably talk to us before that, but that's fine. Yo, another
won't be a lot.
Another funny moment yesterday when Ertz was talking. He, you know, the reality is players, like, every game exists, and you watch the film, and then you're kind of on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
You told me this. When you got to Philly, you had no idea about any of your stats, right?
None.
It was the Eagles that kind of looked all that up and told you everything.
I didn't know it till I got there.
And that's not to say incentives guys might be aware of or, you know, if they know they're close to 1,000 yards or 100 catches or something.
Oh, hell, the PR people always told you that, too.
Right. But what was funny is Ertz yesterday was talking, and it was kind of half and half about the game Sunday and his future, where he was clear what he wants to do. But he said, he's like four turnovers. That's probably the most we've had all year. You can't win a game like that. And then when he got done later, I was like, Zach, you know you had five in the win over Philly.
Uh-huh.
He's like, damn. You know, like there's these moments where our job is to know all these little nuanced facts and statistics, and those dudes' job is to make catches and tackles.
Yep.
There you go. It's a different role.
They can't be sitting there thinking about, hey, man, how many yards I need for what? No. Now, a lot of times, your teammates will know before you know.
Now, I do have one last observation from locker cleanout yesterday. And I don't know exactly when this changed, so I'm not pot stirring or saying this changed when ownership changed. I don't know when this changed, but there has been a change at locker cleanout that I noticed.
What's that change?
They used to just give them trash bags.
Well, they had boxes.
They had boxes.
Yeah.
Did you notice that too?
Yeah. I noticed that when I saw things on TV.
Yeah, because it used to just be trash bags.
Yeah. But you know what? The trash bag thing has been with a lot of teams.
That for a long time.
Yeah.
It got me thinking. So.
Normally, I'll just leave half of the crowd because I'm not going to use it next year. They're going to send y'all new stuff anyway.
The only stuff, that's the other part.
If I had pictures and I had my speakers, yes, I go get that. The shoes, for the most part, could stay there. Or a lot of times they would ask us to sign certain things and you donate it. But I
there
wasn't
are huge
trying to
piles of
take all that
boxes.
Trash back home anyway.
Most, I would say 80, 75% of what is in an NFL player's locker at locker cleanout gets left there.
Yeah.
The stuff they take are like the personal effects, like you got a picture of your family.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some like personal, what do you call your stuff? Like deodorant, all that kind of stuff. What do you call that stuff? Like hygiene products? I don't know.
Yeah, your hygiene products.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like people will take that stuff. Like they got their own.
Toiletries.
Toiletries. Thank you, B. That's what I was looking for. Take like your toiletries that you bring in. Because there's stuff there. But then people like, you know, I like the Arm & Hammer toothpaste. So I'm going to bring that with me. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then it's like speakers. And,
yep.
But, dude, the rest of that stuff. The one thing most people take, and I did see a couple guys leave them yesterday, you know how so many of the players do the jersey swaps after games? So some dudes' lockers will have like five other jerseys in there. It's kind of bizarre when you look at
it. Why don't they take those home?
A lot of them do yesterday. But a couple of them got left. Because I just wonder if there's some dude you knew in college or some dude you knew from high school, and after the game he's like, yo, what's up with this jersey swap? And you're like, yeah. But in your head, you're like, man, I don't really care.
But then you got to worry about if they ever come to your house.
Well,
you see all the other ones on the wall. I didn't do jerseys. Well, we didn't do that back in the day.
But like me, think about it. If the amount of people that come up to you, they're like, yo, B, oh my gosh. If they were to hand you something, in the moment, you're not going to not take it. But that may not make it all the way home, that keepsake.
Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. you know what's funny?
Be nice.
Yeah, you want to be nice.
You may
in the
not
moment.
Make it on the wall, but I'll take it.
Now, if you are if you're looking to move a house, I recommend boxes over trash bags, but it's up to you. But what I recommend most is talking to John Leahy. He is the DMV MVP of real estate.
Yeah, just like Mike did. Mike had been a landlord in Germantown for over a decade, and he didn't want to deal with some bad tenants anymore. So Mike actually lives in Ohio. So he needed someone who could relocate those tenants. So he had to go out there and find someone, and he found our guy, John Leahy. John Leahy and the Fine Living Group accomplished all that he wanted and got the property sold using their VIP seller program. John and his team got a great offer and had a great remote settlement, which led to Mike's home being sold in only 13 days and for 100% of the asking price. If you're looking for a seamless home selling experience, John's guaranteed offer just might be for you. See for yourself at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens, so if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
That's just some of the advantages with John. It was funny, dude. I was looking at my kitchen this morning, and we redid our kitchen probably like 3 years ago. It is certainly modern and up to date, but having young children, it is just beat up. Like, the cabinets are beat up. There's peanut. I had to wipe a bunch of peanut butter off the pantry door. Shout out to my six-year-old. Like, that's just life in a house, right? And I was thinking, like, man, if I ever wanted to sell this, it's interesting because you poke around on Leahy's website and he's got that home valuation tool. And you take a look and you're like, huh, I could sell this and actually have some cash. What would I do with that cash? Those are the kind of things you can figure out with Leahy. But looking at my kitchen, I'm like, dude, I couldn't sell this thing. I'd have to redo, at least repaint all these cabinets, if not get new doors and stuff, because my kids have just beat it to hell. Well, if you're in a similar situation and you're thinking about it, talk to John. If you don't want to come up with the cash up front to maybe clean up that kitchen to get it sold, John can front you that cash. You settle up on the back end of closing. And generally, if you're going to do construction before you sell a house, that's an investment that returns 2 or 3X. Stuff like that is why you should talk to John. Call him today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
I'm feeling this, Landfill.
You make me feel. You make me feel.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
That's the effect White Brian has on people. All right. Yo, between that song, they were playing Whitney Houston in the kitchen this morning. There's a lot of vibes out there. B, I want to talk about a number of things, but let's shout out the stream. Who was first? Anybody check?
LL.
Like he was rocking bells.
LL was on before the show started.
Said, raise hail. Appreciate you, LL. I want to go through some of what we heard from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn yesterday. Let's start with this Marshawn Lattimore discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, landfill. Adam Peters asked about Marshawn Lattimore's play this season.
Yeah, Marshawn, he came into a tough situation. He did, and he was injured when he got here. And so anytime you come into a new team and you're injured, it's really hard to integrate, you know. And plus you're coming in at the end of the season. So at the same time, you're rehabbing, you're learning a new defense, you're trying to meet new teammates. And so it was a tough situation for him to come in. But what was cool was, we saw him get better, and we saw him get more acclimated, not only to the defense, but to his teammates. And so really excited for him to have an off season with us and really learn the defense from the ground up and really have that full runway of training camp and leading into the season. And looking forward to that.
I tend to think that's the truth. Do you?
I don't think Adam does a lot of just blowing smoke. Looking forward to it. Now, let's be real. Something can change. Somebody in somebody's camp could say something wrong, and you're like, okay, well, we're not going to deal with this then. So
they did rework the deal. There could be some cap savings. I feel like a lot of people just don't think he's going to be here next year. I don't agree with that. I think they traded him to be a part of this for the long term.
Everything he said makes sense. You're rehabbing, you're away from a team per se, and you come in and you're trying to learn, rehab and learn, and they don't want to put you out there when you're not healthy. Then you finally get out there where you're going to be rusty. So if you get a whole offseason, things can look different. You know? So I just know what he's capable of, and we have to throw the thing out there when he's healthy.
I tend to agree. I think there's a dude on their staff that I doubt most people have not heard of at all. I want to get his exact title because it's an interesting title. Dylan Thompson, the Senior Director of Team Support and Advancement.
Okay.
I don't know how you describe what his role is, but there are people that swear by him helping their career on the human side.
Mm-hmm.
He was with Detroit for the last few seasons. He had been in Houston. If you do a Google search on Dylan Thompson, the things different players have said about him.
Is he someone that kind of get you on that mental track?
Get your mind right.
Yeah, because, listen, man. I think we look at athletes and we think that, the athletes, they're supposed to play that. But you know what they do? They have the same damn issues that you have. They have family problems. They have personal problems. They have things that haunts them from when they were younger. A lot of times, athletes have made it because they were running from something from their past.
Dylan Thompson, have you ever heard of a fellow that plays for the Houston Texans by the name of C.J. Stroud?
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud said the following, I think I grew tremendously, man. I know he's going to be mad at me for this. Dylan Thompson, oh my gosh, Dylan is one of the best human beings that I've ever met in my life. There's a ton of people, great people in this organization, but DT has been the main person. You talk about a brother like to somebody who loves you no matter what happens on the field, you can feel that. I just appreciate that, and now he's going to be mad at me. But, man, he's a great person and really one of the reasons why I feel like we were very successful this year.
You know, I heard that actual interview with C.J. Stroud talking about that dude.
When you're talking about winning on the margins, it's stuff like that.
Yeah.
And maybe I have no idea that he'll make any impact with Lattimore. But the part that I thought really rang true in Peter's comments about Lattimore was saying we really want him here for an offseason. We want him to be a part of our organization for a while. And I think, let's see how that works.
Yeah.
Right?
sometimes you got just a person you can trust, and you open up to them.
And then, you know you can trust the whole building.
Like, they may find out what makes him lash out all the time at stuff. It may be just the way he played, but it may be something that makes him act that way. And if that guy can help him get a hold on that, you know, hey, we'll see.
I asked Dan Quinn a question because I am really curious. In 2016, DQ and the Atlanta Falcons went 11-5, went to the Super Bowl. Everybody's aware of what happened in that Super Bowl game, right?
Mm-hmm.
About a week later, he lost the majority of his offensive staff.
Mm-hmm.
And he allowed pretty much everybody to go. There were situations he could have blocked guys. He didn't. I think that team really suffered because of that. I think he built things differently here in Washington because mm-hmm. of that. Number three on DQ Landfill, I asked Quinn how prepared he was for the coaching carousel this time.
Yeah, you better be prepared, right? Because as a staff, if you do well, then those are some of the things that take place from that. And we do have a deep crew, and that was part of the plan all along, that if those moments happen, we'll be ready to adjust. Not only do we develop the players here, Adam and I, we also want to develop coaches. And so, like, everybody in here, like, how do we get better? Where do we go? And so we dig in hard on those. As far as what is this, you know, more speculation for us, but that is our plan of how we do things. We develop people here.
I think they built a gigantic staff with a lot of veteran coaches, mm-hmm. as well as, I think, some really sharp young minds
yep.
to try to develop their own.
Just like they want the players to be prepared, coaches in front office got to do the same thing, because when you play well, and let's say that the players that play well happen to be right at the end of that contract, or a veteran guy who still has a lot to go, teams try to pick those people too. You know? And if the coaches are being picked the same way, you don't want to just lose all your talent and don't have nothing behind them. So you want to make sure you build. And when you look at them on that roster, they basically have somebody to back up everybody. You know what I mean? Because their roster is huge.
But
coaches.
The other part of it is, I think it's highly possible they lose some of the guys further down the roster. Like, we all go into the offseason knowing the locker room's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Players are going to get paid to go elsewhere. I mean, Jeremy Chinn, would you be shocked if Jeremy Chinn gets a 3-year deal somewhere with the way he played this year? Like, there are going,
not at all.
Like, there are going to be guys with heavy markets for their services. And that's going to happen further down their roster, too, mm-hmm. like on the coaching side of things. So I think we got to all mentally prepare ourselves for that. Certainly, the name discussed most is Cliff Kingsbury.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Peters was asked about Cliff Kingsbury's status going forward. We'll tell you what he said when we come back. It is Beamish and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Super Bowl 59, one game, two teams, endless possibilities. And there's no better way to make every play more exciting than with FanDuel Sportsbook. Whether you're predicting the first touchdown, who will take home the MVP trophy, or the coin toss, FanDuel makes it easy to place your bets and feel the thrill of every moment. With live betting all game long, you can jump into the action, adjust your bets, and ride the wave of excitement from kickoff to the final whistle. Plus, to make the Super Bowl even sweeter, new customers can score $200 when you make your first bet. Just place a $5 bet, and if you win, you'll get $200 in bonus bets. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/Brian and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hell of a baseline here. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Commander season is legit over now. It was a hell of a run, man. Onward and upward. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn spoke yesterday, end of season presser. We won't hear probably from either of them until Combine, is my guess, late February.
Mm-hmm.
I think from something that could happen before free agency opens in mid-March, I think March 10th is the tampering period. I looked it up yesterday because I'm a loser and I look stuff like that up. The biggest changes that could happen would be on the coaching or front office side.
Mm-hmm.
We know assistant general manager Lance Newmark had some interviews to go take over other places. Doesn't look like that's happening. Inevitably, you probably lose scouts and stuff, but that will happen after the draft at this point in that cycle. Coaches, though, this is coaching time. There's currently one NFL job open, the New Orleans Saints. Teams requested interviews with Cliff Kingsbury, Washington's play caller. Cliff turned them down, said, I'm not doing any interviews until our season is over. Cliff has been a head coach before in Arizona, but he's also talked about how much he's enjoying where he is, working with Jaden, not having the head coach's responsibilities, just working on calling plays, running an offense. Not to mention, he's still getting paid by Arizona.
Yeah.
So I don't think
that makes him he's not as pushed and pressed as anybody else.
Totally.
Yeah.
And here's Adam Peters asked about Cliff Kingsbury's future in Washington.
I'll speak on the first part. I thought he did a fantastic job, and I thought he really he led well. He had great energy. He listened. He was obviously the performance was outstanding. He's a great play caller, but I think just really being able to. I've known Cliff since I was 23, and so I've known him a long time. I never worked next to him, and just to see how hard of a worker he is and how tireless he is. He's here, 3 a.m. I think. I didn't beat him in once. Tried to, couldn't do it. And how much he cares about this team and the guys in that room was really really special to see. And I'm sure his time's coming soon.
The last part stands out to me. I'm sure his time is coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I tweeted that video out, and people are like, oh, man, you think AP's telling us something? No. Does anybody think Cliff Kingsbury's –
Do you think
he's going to be the OC here forever?
Do you not think somebody's going to come calling for him? People always are trying to make – when you text something, tweet something, always act like somebody is trying to tell you a message. No. You just want to hear a message,
People
or if you think
want.
A person's going to just sit here for the next 15 years, then you're fooling yourselves. Understand, when you have success, people want to take your people, point blank.
Dan Quinn said that. It's a good problem to have. It means you're winning games. Nobody's getting hired off the Titans staff. There are not people beating the door down to get folks from Jacksonville right now. Hmm. Like winning...
The coach they got may not be around. It is goofy stuff.
Duval. I need to hear Steve Wino, somehow unbeknownst to me, is a Jaguars fan. I bet he is so mad at Liam Cohen for sounding like such a dork.
He didn't even sound right.
But specifically with this Kingsbury stuff, I'm not pretending to know anything here, but because they went so deep. And Cliff said, I'm not doing interviews till we're done. That was already a message.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm not doing interviews till we're done means I'm not desperate for your job. I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah.
Because Ben Johnson did the interviews while they were going. Aaron Glenn did them. Those guys got jobs.
Yep.
Liam Cohen did them. I bet he was doing virtual that first week.
Yep.
And I'm not mad at those guys. Like, it's okay. The rules allow it. You want to be a head coach? Do it. Cliff sent a message by not taking interviews until everything was done. Now that everything's done, there's only one job left.
Because
Dallas hired a mediocre offensive coordinator, and there's only one job left, and it's New Orleans. The Saints, I read this article from the Picayune down there. This is
Times.
I thought it was Paris. I think Paris retweeted it. That's how it got to me. This is by Luke Johnson, staff writer for NOLA.com, Times Picayune. And he said there are six candidates now for the Saints job.
Okay.
Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore, Cliff Kingsbury, Darren Rizzi, which he ain't getting the job, Anthony Weaver from Miami, and Mike Kafka.
Who the hell is Darren Rizzi?
He was their interim head coach. He's the special teams.
No, he's not doing
it. No. I think McCarthy's getting this job. Maybe it's Kellen Moore. What I loved is I just thought this was such a fair
McCartney
way.
May get it because Kellen Moore is still working.
Yeah, right. But I think he did a virtual with them.
Yeah.
I thought this was such a great way to present this from Luke Johnson. He said, "Is Kingsbury actually a candidate? The Saints are interested, but he has put off even accepting virtual interviews until after the conclusion of the Commander season. Now that they're out of it, the Saints are the only team left with an opening. Will he interview? ? I don't know, but I know this, B. I know the Saints have the worst salary cap situation in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
As it's currently constituted, I believe they're $50 million over the cap, mm-hmm. and they don't have a ton of talent. They're almost $60 million over the cap. Mm. Good God. A lot of that is old deals that they're finally paying off.
Yeah.
From a draft pick situation.
If I have power like he does, I don't know if I'm taking that.
Bro, that is, to me, that is not it. That is not the job to leave for. Somebody replied to me that I thought this was really good. Yo, Rafaelito on Twitter. So I tweeted out, if I'm Cliff, the Saints' job ain't it. Worst cap situation in football, no quarterback. And Rafaelito replied, it's a hired to be fired job. And unfortunately, somebody will probably get it, and that's what they'll
hire me. And depending on how much you give me, you can hire me to fire me.
Sure.
You know, if you give me you give me like 10, 12, I'll take it. I'll take it.
You might only be there a year. You might only be there 2 years, but you're going to get paid for five.
I know somebody is getting paid still right
sure.
now.
Sure.
Golfing every day.
There are reasons to take head coaching jobs, even if it's a bad situation.
Yeah.
Cliff doesn't need to, though.
He doesn't.
I said this earlier, and I thought their ownership was too cheap to make the move, and they proved that. The Bengals' job would have caught my interest, right?
Hell yeah.
But they kept
Joe Burrow.
Burrow, right. But yeah. What the hell's Zach Taylor? There's one job that I don't think's coming up, but I think they should have a real conversation about it. And if it did, I'd be very interested.
Which one is that?
Buffalo.
You think they're going to get rid of Sean?
No, I don't think they are. But I think you can. They just might have reached the. Yo, like Doug Collins with Michael Jordan in Chicago, they were getting to the Eastern Conference Finals all the time. They never broke past that till they had Phil Jackson. I don't know that anybody's going to break past Kansas City anyway, but I wonder if you're. If you're Buffalo and you keep running up against the same problem,
mm-hmm.
at some point, do you try something else?
But then you ask that question, who's going to be better than Sean?
It's great. It's a very
– okay.
You know what his record is?
He's a defensive coordinator. I mean, he's a defensive coach. He hired offensive coordinators. And how much fall on your quarterback every once in a while? But and I would say Josh played well in that game. His tight end got to catch the damn ball.
Sure. Sean McDermott's been fantastic. He's 86-45 in 8 years in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I mean, he's winning 65% of his games. He's been really, really good. You know who they're not going to fight? You know what they're not going to do is move on from Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And so eventually it's like, do you try something else? And I don't know if you do.
I think
7-7 in the playoffs.
Let's think about it. There's a man right up the road, 95. He has won a Super Bowl for you, but has had more misses than he did winning that one Super Bowl. John Harbaugh ain't going nowhere. If that dude could get you to the championship game over and over again, you have to believe once you're going to hit it. Yo, that would be like say Marv Levy kept making it to the Super Bowl and he never won it. You know, if there's not a coach that's just going to step in and make your team instantly better, and I don't know if that happens when you get a new coach because they seem to want to get their own guys. You take a step back first, or most times. That'd be hard. It'd be hard for me to let him go.
I agree. I'm just saying, if I'm Cliff, those are the kind of jobs I'm interested in. I'm not interested in New Orleans. I'm waiting. You know why? Time is on my side if I'm Cliff Kingsbury. Nobody go anywhere. Barstool Nate next.